Many people have been inspired by the works of Aldo Leopold. Ron Weber first picked up the Sand County Almanac as a high school kid looking for an easy read for an assignment. He didn't realize the impact that Leopold would continue to have on his life.
I was introduced to Aldo Leopold at 18 while searching for a book for an assignment. Suffering from senioritis, I hoped to find something that I could get through quickly. I noticed this book with a sunset over water with geese flying. A Sand County Almanac was the title. And as I flipped it over, I read, "There are some who can live without wild things, and some who cannot." Being interested in nature and hunting, I decided to take a look as this book showed promise on two fronts, thin and about nature. I just happened to open the book to a page titled "Smoky Gold, an Essay on Grouse Hunting." Figuring it was a book about hunting, I excitedly checked it out. Little did I know that this book I hoped was no more than an easy way out of an assignment, would be a lifelong companion, and would come to change the way I viewed nature and my place in it. I must confess that I did not read the entire book at the time. Seeds of Leopold's thinking, however, were planted in the recesses of my brain. But like all seeds, it would take time and cultivation to realize the lasting fruits. I read the book again while getting my forestry degree from UW-Stevens Point. I was more ready for the deeper meanings that Leopold so poetically expressed. Since then, I've read it many times, each time learning both more of what Leopold was trying to say and how much my thinking had changed since I last read it. Much of what Leopold writes about is as relevant today as when he first wrote it almost 70 years ago. One of his central themes is we abuse land because we see it as something that belongs to us instead of a community to which we belong. It takes a little humility to admit that is true, and even more responsibility to care that it is true. Leopold was an avid outdoorsman and is definitely one of the more eloquent spokespersons our outdoor sports have ever known. It would be a great idea for every sports person to pick up a Sand County Almanac sometime. That might ensure how we engage in our outdoor sports is much more important than the number or size of game harvested. As a society, it would certainly benefit us if more people would read Leopold and, as he said, let their minds work the while. The foreword to the book is itself a masterpiece. In it, he writes, "Our bigger and better society is now like a hypochondriac, so obsessed with its own economic health as to have lost the capacity to remain healthy." The Aldo Leopold Foundation, located in Baraboo near the site of Leopold's famous shack, does a magnificent job of spreading Leopold's message. Wood from the very trees Leopold and his family planted was used in the construction of the Leopold Center. The shack, once a worn-out farm that was nursed back to health by Leopold and his family, is a state treasure. The feeling one gets when sitting by the shack listening to the wind singing in the pines he planted can best be described as spiritual. An 18-year-old I once knew saw the natural world as simply a stage on which hunting, fishing, and trapping was performed. A lifetime with Leopold has taught me that our connection to nature goes much deeper and that each of us is blessed to play the small part that we do.
Ron Weber is a writer and forester in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Now we want to hear from you. This weekend's Aldo Leopold weekend here in Wisconsin. Last weekend, unusually warm here in Wisconsin, so that got us thinking. Springtime is coming. What is your favorite place in Wisconsin to get out into nature? What did you do maybe this last weekend? Where did you go? Or what are you looking forward to? What's your big summer plan for an outdoor trip or stroll or what have you here in Wisconsin? Call in right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Your favorite bit of nature here in the state of Wisconsin.
And Rob, you may know this about my family. We have a spring contest. The first person to see the various signs of spring gets various prizes. Mm-hmm. But one that I'm always on the lookout for is the spring peepers. Those are little frogs that congregate in little, you know, where frogs do, little mm-hmm. marshy places. And they have those sweet little peepy voices. To me, that's what I'm really listening for as we head into spring.
Peeping frogs of spring. Okay. And so what are you looking for as the first sign of spring in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234 is the number to call, marking upcoming Aldo Leopold weekend with your favorite bits of Wisconsin nature. 800-642-1234. Got out a little on this warm weekend. Governor Nelson State Park, I wandered around there a bit. And Cherokee Marsh in Madison is always a go-to really close to us and a place to watch the seasons change, definitely. Got a little mucky. I won't lie to you. It was pretty muddy mm-hmm. out there. Did you go out in the mud at all this weekend?
We walked in the park. We went to the park near our house, and I had no jacket on. My shoes stayed relatively clean, but I was very mindful because there were the big piles of muck around in spring. That's what it is, you know, spring.
That's part of the fun, yeah. We'll go to our callers now at 800-642-1234 with Gary in Berlin. Gary, hi.
Hi.
How do you get out there, Gary?
Four-wheel drive truck.
Four-wheel drive truck, okay. And what do you like to do outside this time of year?
I was fishing. Now I'm cooking, making syrup.
Great. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I've been hearing it's going to be, thanks a lot for that, Gary. I've been hearing it's going to be a good year, weather permitting. There's always last minute risks there, but it looks so far like a good maple syrup season in Wisconsin. I've never tapped or cooked down maple syrup. Have you?
Never cooked it down, but
I've
gone
it.
To some of the maple syrup festivals around. We went to one at the McKenzie Environmental Center, and who knew that maple syrup was so good on ice cream?
I've done that. Yeah, it actually is really good. And I bet really fresh maple syrup like you probably get at the festival would be fantastic.
It was pretty fabulous. And we're going to take our next caller now. We've got Steve joining us in Colgate. Steve, hi.
Hello. While I was collecting my sap for my maple syrup yesterday, I always listen for Sand Hill Creams.
They have those.
First cream yesterday.
You heard the first one?
Yep.
Excellent. Just the one, or did you hear a few of them going over?
A few of them going over. I didn't see them, but I heard them.
Great. Well, that's a fabulous one, too. Yeah, so much of spring is sort of just the sounds of spring. Those windy days and the frogs and the cranes. It really is a special time in Wisconsin. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't hear them, but on our drive to Black Earth the other day, I did see a couple of sandhill cranes flying past. That's fantastic. We're taking your calls, your favorite bit of nature here in Wisconsin, and the first signs of spring of warming up that you're watching for that you've seen or heard already. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go to Gerald in Montello next. Gerald, hi.
Hi. I'm from Montello, and it was kind of ironic. I just rode by John Muir State Park listening to the thing about all those Leopold, and I did happen to volunteer at the Aldo Leopold Center last spring, did a thing there. But my first sign of spring for me is the red-winged blackbirds along the marshes. I think that's the best sign.
Yes, that's another great bird song that I love to hear in the spring. And, you know, if it, any other time of year, hearing a red wing would not be that exciting. But in spring, it's just music to my ears.
Awesome, yeah. And it was, we did hear some cranes go over on Saturday. We didn't. We live on Williams Lake near Montello, and we heard them go overhead, but we didn't see them either.
That's great, Gerald. You're hearing a lot of great sounds. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
And we're going to take our next caller at 800-642-1234, wanting to know what signs of spring you look for, what you're excited about, and maybe what you've noticed already. And we've got Sue next in Madison. Sue, hi.
Hi. I heard the first Canada goose in a long time, and I live near Cherokee Marsh. So that was a wonderful thing to hear.
Yeah, did that make
and
you happy? Did that make you happy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing the first robin.
Mm.
That's always a key.
Right, the robins, the redwings, a lot of birds. But yeah, that is really just the sounds of spring. We should do another show where we can play all of these bird songs to get us really excited about it. But thanks for that, Sue. Cranes and robins for Sue.
And I saw some of the same geese you did, Sue. Thanks a lot. We'll go next to Susan in Toma. Susan, hi.
Hi.
What sign of spring have you seen or heard?
I smelled a skunk the other morning.
And that's your turning point here in Wisconsin, the first skunk?
Yes, I knew that spring was on its way.
Mm-hmm. And now, are you from Wisconsin, Susan?
I am not. I moved here about a month and a half ago.
Whoa.
From Tennessee.
Okay, huh. You just got here. Well, what do you think so far?
Well, I'm glad the snow is melting.
As are we.
Yeah, and I promise you, it's March pretty much now, Susan, so we will not have another single flake of snow. Oh, no, I can't lie to you.
Yeah, in fact, tonight here in some parts of the state.
All right, well, Susan, thank you so much. Welcome to the state, and enjoy the rest of the winter and spring when it comes.
I, too, smelled a skunk of the dead variety yesterday, but maybe do they get more active in the spring?
I reckon so.
I think
they
probably do.
Judith, you worked on the Larry Miller Show. Do skunks hibernate? I'm going to go with your expertise, Judith. And, hey, Judith, here's Poisson, everyone.
Hey, sure, bring me in to talk about skunks. Yeah, actually, I think that a lot of mammals get active before we think they would, but, you know, like foxes are starting to get ready to find a den and have kits, and so I think there's going to be some pretty significant action out there of all kinds of varieties pretty soon.
All right, well, let's get another call in with signs of spring, or looming spring anyway, in Wisconsin. Nancy is with us in Marshfield. Nancy, hi.
Hi.
What are you seeing, Nancy?
Yeah. Well, what I always anticipate in the springtime are wildflowers. And I know everybody thinks of trillium, but we dig a little farther. We have about 92 acres of woodlands that we spend a lot of time on, and we're looking for things like spring beauties, hepaticas, trout lilies, things like that.
A lot of those springtime ephemeral flowers that are the first ones, and then they just kind of go back, and then everything's a riot of...
I think of snowdrops. Those are the little white ones that come up early.
Yes, and actually Allen Centennial Gardens here on the UW-Madison campus just posted a picture of those starting to pop out.
Oh, the first snowdrops. Yeah. This is an exciting time. Too bad it's going to snow in Madison tonight.
Well, thank you so much for all your calls on the signs of spring. You can keep sending us messages via Twitter at Central Time WPR, or message us on the Central Time Facebook page. Maybe send us some pictures of what you're seeing out there. Get a great close-up shot of a sandhill crane.